Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Does your child routinely get checked for high blood pressure? What about high cholesterol? Would you even know if these were risk factors for heart disease in children? You hear about it in adults all the time. But now with the obesity epidemic we're facing, we're seeing it more in children than ever before. My guest is Dr. Sarah DeFerranti. She's assistant professor of pediatric cardiology at Harvard Medical School and the director of preventive cardiology at Boston Children's Hospital. So Dr. DeFerranti, what about high blood pressure and high cholesterol? Are you seeing these in children now?
We're definitely seeing high blood pressure and high cholesterol, and we're also looking more because it's a guideline for screening for well-child care in pediatrics.
So if it's becoming more of a screening, what are we doing in our pediatric offices that are screening? I mean, I know with my pediatrician, they take blood pressure for my children every time we go in for our well visit.
Well, high blood pressure is, in adults, it's called the silent killer, right? It's something that doesn't generally have very many symptoms, so we really need to screen for it. Fortunately, the end effects of high blood pressure don't happen generally in childhood, but it is recommended that every child, beginning at the age of 3, have their blood pressure checked every time they have a medical encounter. And kids who have risk factors for high blood pressure should be checked even earlier than that.
And what are some of those risk factors?
Risk factors for high blood pressure during childhood might be having a diagnosis of a kidney problem. Being born premature can actually increase your risk of high blood pressure, or certain endocrine factors. Probably being overweight, even as young as a young child, it's important to check for high blood pressure in those toddlers.
Now, what about risk factors for high cholesterol in children?
Risk factors for high cholesterol include having a family history of high cholesterol or a family history of early heart disease or stroke. Other risk factors might be being overweight or obese, having a poor diet, having other risk factors of heart disease that might make you more inclined to pay attention to high cholesterol are other important reasons to be screened during childhood.
Now, so kids wouldn't typically be screened for cholesterol because they don't do a blood test at every well visit. So when would be, I mean, obviously, if the child you said is obese or family history, would that be reason enough for the pediatrician to say, let's just run a lipid panel?
Well, for many years, the guidelines around screening focus primarily on these high-risk conditions or high-risk situations with family history or if the child had something going on that made you worried. But we did realize that over time, our ability to predict who's going to have high cholesterol based solely on those factors wasn't as good as we'd hoped. So now there are guidelines for kids to be screened at certain age groups. So if you have one of those risk factors, say high cholesterol in your family, then starting at the age of 2, you'd be eligible for a screening test. If you don't have any of those risk factors, then at age 9, it's recommended that you have a screening test, and then again during late adolescence.
Wow, okay. So if your pediatrician is not doing this, would you suggest, based on those recommendations that we say to our pediatrician, how about a cholesterol test?
I think it's worth a conversation with your pediatrician about whether your child might benefit from the screening. We have to remember that screening tests have downsides as well as upsides, and they may produce a situation where there might be some anxiety or worry that may turn out to be needless. So you have to be, you know, smart about your screening test. But the AAP does recommend either risk-based screening for younger children or just age-based screening for cholesterol problems at those two intervals, 9 to 11 and 17 to 21 years.
And now, because family history plays a role in both high blood pressure and high cholesterol in children, you know, we hear about heart disease now showing up in children that we didn't usually see before. Parents worry. Dr. DeFerranti about, you know, my doctor called it monkey bar syndrome or monkey bar-itis. When the children get chest pains, as an adult, you'd go right to the doctor. But kids get these kinds of pains all the time for many reasons, gas, musculoskeletal, whatever. What are some symptoms that would send you to the doctor and say, you know what, this is not normal?
Well, the vast majority of kids who have chest pain don't actually have a cardiac reason for that chest pain, as you suggest. Maybe less than 5%, even of referral patients to a cardiologist wind up having an actual diagnosis. The things that make me worry most are chest pain that happens only when you're exerting yourself, and then when you're at rest, it goes away. So exertional chest pain is worthy of a workup. And then things like associated fainting or fever with chest pain might make me think that you need to be seen by your doctor for a variety of reasons. So those would be some of the things. Brief chest pain that goes away or doesn't come back frequently, doesn't persist, makes me less concerned if it's brief or only one episode.
And if you know that your child has high blood pressure, what are the treatments, and even high cholesterol? I mean, statins are so much more controversial these days, and I don't know that you'd, you know, put kids on these things. Are they approved for kids? Do they go on high blood pressure medication? What do you do?
Well, treatment for both of these risk factors is important to consider, but it primarily rests, at least in first blush, on lifestyle change, meaning keeping a healthy diet, getting plenty of exercise, keeping your weight normal. All of those things are really, really important for both high blood pressure and high cholesterol. And then whether a child needs a medicine really depends on whether they have a pretty severe situation going on with very high blood pressure or very high cholesterol. And the cholesterol generally is only treated if there's a big genetic component.
Okay, and blood pressure is only treated if?
If it's very, very high, if there are symptoms, or if there's a sign that the body is having an ill effect, like the heart is getting thicker or the kidneys are having trouble, those would be situations where you might treat with a medicine.
And in that case, would a child, even without medication, sort of go through a kind of a cardiac rehab where they learn diet, exercise, maybe weight loss, mostly exercise, to get both the cholesterol and the blood pressure down?
Well, ideally, we should be focusing with these families on a whole lifestyle sort of overhaul, and whether that's done with their pediatrician or with a nutritionist or with an exercise specialist or with a very informed family group, all those might be good options. I think it's really important to work with your pediatrician, though, at least in the initial phase, to figure out whether this is a very severe situation that requires urgent action or a more milder situation that's important but not urgent.
And with cholesterol problems, I mean, you want to encourage parents to, you know, keep the saturated fats and certainly trans fats and things down with their children, correct?
Yes. With cholesterol problems, it's important to know which kind of cholesterol issue we're dealing with. If it's there's one type, LDL type, that you really focus on saturated fats and trans fats. If you're thinking about triglycerides, that's more about carbohydrates. So that's also, it's very helpful to talk with your pediatrician about the exact type of cholesterol issue that you're dealing with, and then focus on the diet as much as possible, on if at all possible, with a nutritionist.
And in the last 30 seconds, your best advice for controlling or preventing high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or heart disease in children?
Keep a healthy diet. Eat plenty of fruits and vegetables. Avoid smoking to prevent heart disease, get lots of sleep, and avoid sugar-sweetened beverages and added salt.
Wow, that's great advice, and it's really all about keeping our children healthy. And in this age of childhood obesity and the epidemics we're seeing, we as parents have to take the responsibility to help our children as well as families to eat healthier, get our exercise, and see our pediatricians regularly. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Stay well.